Today on Pin It Deep, we talk about Kentucky moving to 4-0 and beating NIU. We also get into the hot streak for the big dogs of the week, get into some interesting topics like who are our doppelgangers, a couple of stories from our Twitter spaces, and of course your favorite segments as always. If you don't listen for anything else, at least listen for our picks because the big dogs of the week are on a heater. And of course, don't forget to like, subscribe, share the podcast, let everyone know. And let's get into the show.
Go every time so others. Go every time so others may. Every time.
Get some.
Live from KS Bar and Grill, introducing Pin It Deep with Max Duffy and Miles Butler, presented by Kentucky Sports Radio.
Welcome in to Pin It Deep. We are top KS Bar as always. Me, Miles Butler, Brent Wainscock. Or is it Brett Wainscock? Which one is it these days? It changes almost every week.
It used to be Rainscott for a while.
Rainscott?
Actually, because when the first time I actually started working at the news station, that was the year, like 2019, where fucking rained every single game. So
they changed your name to Rainscott?
Yeah, just for like just a little bit, because I was the only one who had to shoot it. So
I'm going to go with Wainscock.
That's okay.
So we're here. The NIU game is complete. As Max Duffy predicted on the pregame show, 100% chance of winning, and we did. My voice is a little messed up again, I must admit. Still pretty messed up. Ryan Lemon, I think, might have given me his cold. So, Miles, you can sit closer if you want. I want to start the show with a little bit unorthodox. We've done this every now and then. We normally do it when we get our, like we ask for the questions, and when we get a really good one, we normally kick it off. This one's from an account, Max underscore Duffy.
Okay.
Starting with the game.
Hi, guys. Max and Miles seem to be doing a really good job with the big dogs of the week, but Brent completely fucking sucks. Why is that, and can he be banned from picking the big dog? Well, gee, that's a great question, Max. Let's get to that, because we had the big dogs of the week where we have to pick an underdog that is 10 points or more underdog. Yes. Yeah. I picked Kansas State. They won.
Do we pick them to cover the
spread? No, we do not pick them to cover the spread. Pick them to win.
To win the
Kansas
game.
Kansas State beat Oklahoma. Miles, what was yours?
You play the game to win it.
What was yours?
Navy.
Midshipman,
David Robinson.
And what happened with their game?
They won in overtime, maybe double.
And Brent Wainscock, if you can remind me, what was yours? USF, was it, against Louisville?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the result? What was the score? Do you remember that game?
They got shithoused. It was pretty bad. It was like, what, 48-3?
No, pretty bad's like, We lost by a couple scores. Yeah. It was a tough now.
The spread, I'll remind you, was 14. So, you know, I'll give you
and a half.
You can get your little olive branch if you want of if you can cover, you choose your big dog and maybe they cover. You could be like, they covered, they didn't win. 41-3. Not even close.
I just want to remind
24
everyone.
Points worse than the spread.
Remind what?
For those who did listen, Max was like, oh, shit, can't believe you took USF today.
Because I was so disappointed in your pick.
Yeah,
I was like, as soon as you brought it up, I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you took that one. Because I was like, that is the worst big dog selection I've ever seen in my life.
Apologize.
I will not be doing that.
We could have had a parlay that probably would have brought in the profits of this show times a million, because this is zero. Zero times a million is actually zero.
Yep.
So a million more than this show. But no, you've just thrown us in the dirt.
I will take blame. I did say bet responsibly, so kind of cleared that. You know, it's not like
you don't have to bet responsibly if you win.
That's what I'm saying.
Fair. I know this is a grudge from the Packers Bears bet last week, but that's okay.
So please be better, because we gave two winners right here.
Our backs are hurting because we've been carrying the load the last few weeks.
Yep.
Can you pick it up, or because I'm tired of carrying and blowing the loads over here?
I apologize.
Okay.
Yeah. Correct.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we just need to start off with that. That was a good question, so thank you for that. Very quickly, just for the listeners, the Twitter space was a success on Friday night.
Was it?
Except for you.
We had a lot of people, a lot more than we actually expected. I think we got to about 200 people at some stage. You were a minute behind us for some reason.
I think it happened when I switched from my car to like just my regular phone, and it was bad. Like, there was a second where y'all were being quiet, and I was like, what are we doing?
So I'm going to try and give the people just a sense of what it sounded like, Brent. I'm going to ask you a question about the game right now, and me and Miles are going to discuss it, and then we're going to move on. And when we move on, you answer the question that I asked you, okay?
Okay.
All right. How did we go with NIU last night, Brent? Miles, I thought the game was great. Whatever. We won by a lot.
We did not.
Everyone went well. All this kind of stuff. What do you think about NFL today? You got any good picks for
us?
Well,
I mean, Kentucky, you know.
And then we shut up. Literally, you were a minute behind us.
I was so confused. I thought y'all were just like, it was one of those things like, oh, you know, let's just give Brent a hard time. No, apparently it was just an absolute clusterfuck.
It brought some laughs, though, which was great. And Luke Fortner sounded like he was in a wind tunnel.
He was.
Didn't hear a word he said.
So I don't know where he was going off his phone.
Probably
what
in
he
that
was doing.
Big Miami mansion of his, you know.
I guess so, but you'd think he'd have enough money. As Logan Stinberg said, you'd think he'd have enough money to buy a new phone. But we're going to do the Twitter Space again. We might do it Wednesday this week. We're not sure if Wednesday or Friday is a better day for everyone. So we're just going to kind of maybe poll people tomorrow or something and work out when the best thing's going to be. But I thought it was great. Keep those auditions coming in. We haven't had a whole lot. So if you want to be on this show.
We've had two.
Can we tell the story of Autumn?
Who?
Sure.
It's good?
I mean, you can go for it.
Brent doesn't even know that this happened. So we're sitting there. I'm in charge of who gets into the lobby and who gets in the who's like allowed to speak. The first name I see is Autumn. I forget her last name. Autumn wanted to speak. Max used to court,
date,
maybe marry someone named Autumn.
Oh.
And for a half second, him and Luke Fortner thought I was letting that Autumn into the chat.
Luke messaged straight away and was like, I really thought that was actually going to be Autumn. And she was just going to start yelling at Max.
Yelling at you.
Dude,
again.
That would be some great entertainment if, you know, maybe an X or two hopped in on the chat. I would think that'd be good entertainment.
It'd be really funny.
Our favorite segment, just to start off the show, as always, true or not true. Mark Stoops loves it. Mark Stoops had a great quote last night, Miles, in the media. What was it?
It was something about running the ball and how they don't appreciate it now.
Tell you what, we'll get Brent to upload that for us, okay. Starting now.
We're creating some big plays. Yes, I think we want to be a little more consistent in the run game. See, everybody appreciates the run game now. For 5 years, y'all didn't appreciate shit. I'm joking. Everybody relax.
Yeah, that was good. So what did we get from it? What a man, by the way.
From his quote or from him?
His quote and him.
The fact that we didn't play that well and he's still in that kind of giggly, cutting-up mood after. He has got something saved for next weekend. His name's Chris.
That is correct. Yeah. That is who he's got up his sleeve. And it would be a huge sleeve because that man is a big man, Chris Rodriguez. It is funny.
He got engaged this week. Congrats to him, by the way.
Congratulations, Chris.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, congratulations. Yeah. It is funny. True or not true? This is my new I didn't actually have this question down, but we'll start with it. True or not true, you just can't please a lot of Kentucky fans.
True. That's fucking true. There's never been a more true statement ever.
We could go undefeated and win the national title, and it would be like, recruiting rankings were two. So
I've got two views on this. One, I'm extremely happy that we now think so much of our football team, and our football team has been so good that we demand excellence. I actually kind of like it. And I've got to be honest, I do prefer a fan base like this that wants to hold everyone to account and try and make us the best we possibly can instead of being the fan base that's like, oh, we tried hard today. That was a good effort. Like, oh, we won. So that was good. Like, beating NIU by 8 isn't good enough anymore.
Yep. Like Louisville this weekend, celebrating a win, but they're not playing. Like, it's like, that's not the fan base that you want to be.
Imagine taking the other team, too, in that game.
Well, it's like us, 2-1. Are we happy with our performance of big dogs? Absolutely not.
No.
Look in the mirror
disgusted.
And say, let's improve.
I'm disgusted.
So, but then on the other side of it, it is funny, and obviously with the Stoops quote, you know, we were run heavy team for so long. We need to throw it more. We need to throw it to the tight ends, all this kind of stuff. We're throwing it to the tight ends now. We can't run the ball. We need to run the ball more.
Literally, it's crazy to see the fan base flip like that, but I think what Stoops is saying is so spot on. You've got a top 5 maybe draft pick. Why don't you use him?
Yeah. We do.
I would almost be pro going like Mike Leach air raid with it.
Well, we were just discussing off air the Bills barely ever run the ball, especially if the first few run plays of the game aren't working. They just go, we'll just give it to Josh Allen. We basically have a Josh Allen back there in number 7. Mm-hmm. So why not just air it out and keep going? We've got Barrion Brown, Dane Key, Tavion Robinson, 55 tight ends to throw to, Crowdis, Chauncey Mangwood. Who else have we got? Got any other wide receivers?
Did you say Dane Key?
Yeah, I said Dane Key.
Yep.
We've got a bunch of them, so why not just air it out? What would your run to pass percentages be this week against Ole Miss planned?
Okay, so like scrambles counts as passes, kind of?
Yeah, because he, yeah.
Okay.
Like how many design pass plays would you have in comparison to runs?
Well, I mean, part of that's obviously what they do.
I would honestly go like 6-4. Six run plays.
You'd have 10 plays.
The ratio.
You'd have 10.
I would, for every 10 plays, for every 10 plays.
You'd have 10.
Not a very big play.
Okay, percentage.
Actually, I kind of like it.
We've got six bread and butters and four bread and butter runs. Good, I like it.
It works. No, it's just percentage.
60 and 40,
60,
mean.
40, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd go, yeah.
60 run.
Maybe 65 pass. Run?
Yeah.
You would run at 60?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's stupid. I'd go 65
Where
pass.
Have you been for
what
the last
been
4 weeks?
Watching?
What have you been watching?
Only because Chris is back. I want to see how it goes.
Okay. If we lose next – I don't want this. If we lost 31-28 and you look at the stat line and Will was like 15 of 17,
we'd be happy. I assume we're not going to throw the ball 17 times.
Well, we are if we're running 60, at 60%.
40. I would imagine maybe getting up to like 24. I'm assuming that we would have the ball a lot because Ole Miss is typically used to just getting the ball.
We've asked this before. When you speak sometimes, do you think about what's about to come out of your mouth?
I didn't take my medicine today.
Yeah,
so.
He just lets whatever come out spray everywhere. He just doesn't even.
We've just said, and you nodded your head. I said, we've got an offense that is like the Bills, Josh Allen. We should air it out. We've got all these weapons. And you start naming the weapons, and then you go, I think we should run at 60-40.
Exactly. Catch them off their guard.
He
they never
Peyton
know.
Manning and want to run the triple
you should,
option.
You should never literally. You should never know their next move.
Okay, well, I'll give you a serious answer. I would honestly be 70-30.
Pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just let's – why not? Like, that's our strength. One thing that me and you talked about last night as well, which I think is interesting about our offense, is as much as it is explosive, people are saying, like, we only put up, what, 31 again last night,
yeah.
I think?
Yeah.
We've put 31 up
it's
the last 2 weeks.
Though.
It's pretty good. The one reason why we don't, like, do the Alabama – and Alabama aren't super hurry up, but Alabama-Tennessee, like, the 50, 60-point games, we have the NFL style of huddle, break the huddle, and we very rarely snap it with any more than 10 seconds left on the play clock.
Correct.
So it's a slow build. Like, I remember we took – in the Browns, now this is going to contradict what I'm saying, but I'm just trying to make a point. In the Browns Steelers, they had like 9 actual like changes of possession in the first quarter, something crazy. Last night, there was like 2. Like, I think they had it once and we had it once. Like, because we just go so slow.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really suit to scoring big scores.
I think the one positive that you can take of the run game not being that great is you would think if the run game's really struggling – that they could just drop it and say, well, we're not going to let you get explosives. If you can't run it, we're going to make you throw it down the field, and we're still getting those.
Yeah.
If you remember, though, in the year before Max got here, in 2017, like, Kentucky struggled running the ball for the first half of the year. Remember, everyone was, like, really excited about Benny.
Yeah.
First 4 or 5 games, he struggled, and then something happened. I think maybe the running back coach, Henshaw at the time, made an adjustment, and then
– wow.
Go on.
And then they made the adjustment and made it fast. I think that's sort of the same thing that's going to happen because if you think about it, the O-line has struggled. And in the running back room, you haven't had Chris. And going down to Florida, you only had, like, one guy. This week you had – or the last 2 weeks you had 2 other guys hurt too. So, I mean
– I'll give you a secret. You want to know what happened that year?
Yeah, what happened that year?
Fans don't actually know this.
Scoop.
Too much – the playbook was too big. So Stoops met with Grant and Henshaw. They got it down to 10 plays.
Exactly.
They
yes.
had 6 runs, yes. 4 passes, and then, boom, offense starting to explode.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
It is going to be the ultimate test to see if we can run the ball now with no excuses with Chris back.
None.
And a fired-up fresh Chris, too. Yep. Fresh Chris of Bel-Air.
Fresh Chris of Bel-Air. We should do a T-shirt with that. That's good.
That's actually good.
Next true or not true, and I'm already saying it's true, ESPN fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I would love to give you a recap of the first quarter, but I didn't see any of it. Not on the app. Freddie is the only one that can give us a rundown because he's the only one that listens to the radio broadcast. Couldn't see it. Me and Miles are trying to find it everywhere. We're trying to run to the stadium to get it on.
We were watching the last of, what was it, Cincinnati, Indiana?
Cincinnati, Indiana, it was over. And they're calling timeouts, yeah. They're reviewing plays, they're bringing the chains out.
So you all actually missed like the entire first quarter? Like,
yeah,
yes.
Legitimately.
Yes. Dang.
I think if they finally put it on ESPN News with like 1:30 left in the first quarter or something. And it was – so they like put it on the ESPN app. The ESPN app did not have it.
So they decided to go with the two unranked teams instead of the
correct
number eight team in the country at the time.
The only caveat I'll give to this is it would be like a UK fan being asked about Louisville. He does have a little bias as an employee of Fox.
Correct.
Yeah. You do have a reason to bash ESPN. Yep. But, yeah, ESPN was a disgrace last night.
All right. I've got something extra special for us today. So, you know, we're men of the people. We like to, you know, get everyone's opinion. We have lots of Twitter questions, which I haven't even written down. So I need to write that down for us to do. We get Twitter questions. We like to just see what the fans think. We've got a fan on the show.
Yeah.
24/7. So here's something last night. Me and Miles were out, you know, staying hydrated. Talked to a couple of people. Found Miles's other girl. So he's courting one. This is Miles's other girl. And we said, you know, what did you think of the game? She thought we were just casually asking. I had the notebook out. She said, I don't care how we looked because the outcome was that we won. That was a good start. Then it got into the real nitty-gritty of the game. The sunset was beautiful. Other places don't have that kind of backdrop and sunset at the stadiums.
Yeah.
Other places sell alcohol, though. I snuck in alcohol. Chase it with Sprite. That's the best move. Customer service is very nice at the game, and she appreciated it. And there was a fundraiser for Frederick Douglass, which she liked a lot.
That's a hell of a game review.
Like good sunset. Done.
Whoa.
Then this was when it gets a little bit. You could tell she'd have a bit to drink. Will Levis is hot. Smoke does a good job. Stoops is really hot.
Yep.
He's an actual dilf. And you know why he's a dilf? Because he's a hard worker and successful and built the program up, and that's honorable. So I really like Mark Stoops.
She said these things.
Like legit. How what was her hydration level at this point?
I didn't have a meeting to check it.
Not only did she say the sun, so for all that get to go to the game, me and Miles did not. I'm sure the sunset was beautiful.
It was.
She had pictures. Picture after picture after probably 5 to 10 pictures of the sunset as she could show us. That she helped us out.
She pulled the phone out and she was like, look at what I saw from the game. With her deep analysis, I was expecting like some formation, something on the sidelines that she picked up on, something from the box. She had the big eye in the sky look. No, it was just the sunset.
Yeah, so sunset. Nice sunset at Kroger Field, right? Which is, you know, you don't get that at a lot of places.
It is a it is a nice sunset. I think Stoops, you know, controls the sun sometimes. Maybe Barnhart's. That's the trade-off he has to make. Instead of alcohol, no, you get a nice sunset.
You don't get a sunset in a dome.
No?
I can promise you that.
Mm-mm.
Our offense at the moment, I'm going to get back to real football.
Yeah.
I kind of like
our top five wide receivers. I told you this. They're averaging something like, now I don't have the Freddie Maggot exact stat.
This is not
true. It's like 25 yards per reception.
That cannot be true.
He put it out on Twitter.
So if he says it, it's true.
Freddie's pretty good at the stats.
25 yards a catch.
Yes. Is that not insane? And we had three last night over 40.
If you're only going to have that many yards a catch, though, and it's going to be one of the, like, dink and dunk offenses, we probably should go back 60-40.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, that's true, actually.
Probably not a good reason to air it out.
No.
I will say, though, the offense does look great, but – and I saw some tweets last – don't give me that look. I saw some tweets last night that made a good point, and it was sort of like, I wonder how much better – and this is, again, not to make it about the offensive line.
It was
his
own tweet. I bet you it was his own tweet. Yeah,
no, I didn't tweet yesterday, right. So – I am curious, though, like how much better this offense would be if the offensive line could turn it up a little bit, because it still feels like every second or third down, like Will Levis takes a sack.
I understand that, but at some point you've got to like go with what you've got.
And
Yeah, I would love it to see how this offense would be if we had Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle.
Correct.
Like,
yes,
you know, we have Logan Steinberg back. We have Luke Fortner back. We got Darren Kennard back. Like, all the guys back.
Like, outside of Buffalo and Kansas City, every offense in every level of football has something they want to be.
Yeah, I understand.
We have good running backs. Smoke, Chris coming back. We have
60-40.
Really good quarterback. We have good tight ends. We have really good receivers. We have one flaw of the entire group. I would take that.
Yeah.
Now, it's a pretty important flaw.
Yeah.
But one out of the whole group's not terrible.
Well, the fat boys need to start doing their fucking job. The fat boys.
The only concern I have is that the guys we have at receiver are more like deep threat targets, except for Tavion, who you can get in space. So it's like you kind of need that time. Like, I think, oddly enough, the deep throw that – Will got to Tavion maybe in the second quarter or something, he still was like almost got sacked, which he didn't. So, but like, you know, maybe against the SEC defense, you don't have that kind of time to let these guys get 25, 30 yards downfield. That's the concern.
Is there a possibility that he just wants to take the harder path and loves getting sacked? Like, he's just like, just give me a couple hits.
Will wants to be hit.
It's like smelling salts.
Because he does like running into people.
He likes hurdling people. Yeah. He hadn't busted that out yet this year, has he?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't put the shoulder down. That's coming this week.
Yeah, that's like the Stoops breaking the whiteboard.
Well, at halftime, I put out, there is no chair or whiteboard safe in that locker room going in tied with NIU, especially giving up the late touchdown.
We've been in the locker room for a few lackadaisical first halves. He either comes in and shit just starts flying, or...
or he'll get the smallest walk on, either behead him or just smoke him right in the jaw and say, this is what I need. As the walk-on's on the floor just shaking around, he just goes, this is how serious I am.
That feels like something that may have happened to Miles sometime or...
Occasionally.
Maybe. He would occasionally come in, though, and go off the rails, unlike... out of nowhere, calm.
Yeah.
Hey, we're fine.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's like we're tied with NIU. No, it's fine. We'll just get it cleaned up. It'll be all good.
I really should have called some of the guys to see what happened, but I could almost bet you that I think it would have been the calm one last night.
I think so, because he was in too good of a mood after the game.
It's like when you least suspected it, that's when the anger would come in.
Yeah.
And when you most suspected it and everyone's cowering behind the seats, like just waiting to get the first object thrown at him, that's when he's like, what, we're good.
What's up, guys?
It's a little bit of Division 3.
Yes.
When he walks in and everyone thinks he's going to swing the chair at him and he just puts it down, sits down.
I could see us being up at Georgia like 21-0, or I guess Georgia's here. But being up 21-0 at half, and that's when you're like, we look really good. No, not good enough.
That's when you never
say. Put the foot on their throat and blow them out.
Yeah. And he'd give you the visual aid of that, too. He'd get someone, and he'd put his foot right through.
I volunteer his tribute for that.
Yeah, Buffett, get rid of the body. last true or not true. Now, this is a contentious one, because we have one of our own. But did NIU have the coolest coach of all time last night?
Second. If you did coaching showdowns across the sidelines,
oh my God.
It's like, you know how they do like McVay, Kingsbury, like two great looking men. Nah, they didn't have anything
Nothing.
On the two last night. Two phenomenal. What's the guy's name? What was it?
I don't know, but it was,
he
was so good looking, and so was Stoops, and they were just staring. I think they got lost in each other's eyes when they met at the middle at the end of the game.
Thomas Hammack.
Oh my God. What a man. What a man, Thomas Hammack. He's definitely – no, we don't do Men of the Week on Sundays anymore. We do it on Fridays or Saturdays.
Yep.
But he would have been the Man of the Week, and it wouldn't have even been close.
That was – I think Stoops led off his press conference with that of really good football team, good for us to get a win, especially versus such an attractive-looking coach.
Oh.
What a stud they both were
last
night.
That's why he was in such a good mood after the game. He just – eyes lit up. Just happy to see him.
And Stoops, a little bit colder last night, went pullover with the polo underneath.
Mm-hmm. What was the color of the pullover?
And blue. So he knows he's losing weight. Yeah. He knows he's losing weight. It's fantastic. It's good to see him out of the black. It really is. I'm happy for him.
Wait, noon game, Ole Miss, what color?
Are we noon game? Oh, of course we are. Sorry.
Which is crazy. What color are we thinking?
I think we'll go chrome, white, white.
I meant for Stoops. I want to see him in the chrome, white, white.
He wears a helmet out there. I say the blue. He'll stick with the blue.
Yeah. Okay. I've said they should do it like how baseball is and have the coaches wear the uniforms. In all sports. Basketball, the coaches should wear shorts, jersey, and sneakers.
You want to see Jim Boeheim out there walking around basketball shorts?
I want Coach Cal in shorts, and I want the, like, 80s, like, high shorts, too.
One of the funniest things you ever see, Brent, and obviously you've never been around for this, but that all the players get a good giggle at, when we go on the bowl game weeks, and, like, so we had, obviously, the one down at the Citrus Bowl, and the weather was beautiful, you could hop in the pool. You see your coaches for like the first time ever in like a pair of shorts and casual clothes, and it is hilarious.
So good.
Like they've got the worst tan lines of all time. They're pale and white because they've been wearing long pants the whole year.
Yeah.
Like they're wearing like a casual, like a fun Hawaiian shirt, and you're just like, who is this?
It's like the NFL
Stoops is naked meeting. In the pool, rolling around.
It's like the NFL coaches meeting at the beginning of the year when they had Andy Reid and they all show up in different clothes, and you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
Can we get the picture of Matt Rhule? Insert that. It's the greatest
photo.
So who's always the
best dressed on those trips?
Obviously, besides
Stoops. I mean, come on now.
What coach would you want to see most in like the actual attire of the team?
Vince basically wears the same clothes, though.
Okay. Vince in full pads would be good.
Oh, yeah.
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 I'd want it. What's West Virginia's basketball? Huggins?
I don't know. The guy with the mullet?
No. He wears the – yes, him, yes. Yeah. I'd want to see him in the high top in jersey.
Yeah.
He'd look really good.
Brent, it's your time to shine.
Okay.
Get our dicks hard with the hard dick question of the week.
All right.
Shout out Dick Gabriel.
Shout out.
Shout out hard questions.
Yep, the hardest ones.
Shout out hard dicks.
Sure. So, I mean, Kentucky, obviously Ole Miss.
Talk about someone as well that looks good in casual clothes. Dick Gabriel with the jeans. Jeez, I keep thinking about him. And the more I think about him, the more I want to find myself a pair.
Can we message and ask him where he got them?
Yeah, we might have to.
It'd probably be one of those. It's like a collector's item and it's out of style. They're out of you know, circulation. Yeah.
What do you think they were? Gucci?
Coach. They're not Levi's, I can tell you that.
So, can hard I ask my question though?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, after just seeing all the games yesterday and everything, and obviously Kentucky only wins by one possession against Northern Illinois, did Nick Roush jinx the entire game when he said about, I don't know, an hour before kickoff, backup quarterback is going to play for Northern Illinois, 27.5 is a lock?
I hate Nick Roush.
We all hate him.
I don't want to talk about him, but yes, to answer your question, yes.
Would you like another question? Or
the bald man walked past our pregame show and tried to, like, just give everyone the knucks as if he was, you know.
What, he's the head coach or something?
Yeah. The Roush dog was back in town.
Okay. No.
Nah.
Did you
Not
give
from
it?
Me.
Did you give it
Not
to
from
him?
Me.
No. Okay.
Not from me. Stay in your lane, Roush.
Yeah.
Rick Nausch, stay in it.
How long did he leave the knuckles out for before he was like, all right, I'm not getting this from him? Just a stalemate, an absolute stalemate.
Nah, he. Why does he tweet some stuff like that?
I don't know. I like Nick. I don't know.
No, I do too. But what was he doing? Like, why was why? Because they played the exact same with their backup quarterback.
As soon as he sent that out, I was no chance Kentucky was going to play
the backup quarterback very quickly. Not that anyone cares, but Rocky Lombardi looked like a quarterback.
That's
like
the, oh,
yeah.
He
and he had
great
the name,
name.
The
that's
look,
the best
everything.
Name of all time.
Yeah, and the yeah. look. He had like the. Bleach blonde hair. It was
yeah,
hilarious.
Looked like sunshine.
Do you have another one for us?
Yeah. Obviously, Kentucky only won by 8. A lot of other teams won by 8. I think you said Ole Miss won by 8.
Topping a couple of hard dicks this week.
Yeah. What's your all's concern level going forward for this season for Kentucky because they threw in a dud? Or is it just one of those where it's like, it's like the Chattanooga game last year?
I'm not concerned because the defense is so good. The end of the first half, they got a touchdown, did they?
Yeah, but it was from the turnover.
That was cheap. Yeah. And then the late touchdown was garbage. Like, we really held them after the first drive to basically nothing, points-wise. Yeah. That was legitimate. So I'm not concerned because the defense is good.
Me and Miles chatting a lot about the game last night while we're watching. When Brad White, it might – so he probably – you know, NIU, probably a lighter week of watching film, although knowing him, it probably wasn't. Mm-hmm. Or he only put in 23 hours of his day.
Correct.
But once he has it figured out, the other team's – screwed.
You are done.
Like, it took him one drive to – then obviously they scored first up, but one drive to work out, all right, this is how they're going to attack us. All right, no more.
Nothing.
And they really didn't. They didn't look like scoring again after that. We had the turnover that gave him the ball on, like, the 20-yard line, and then they didn't look like scoring in the second half after that.
Well, back to concern levels. I mean, what's the concern level now that we're getting into more SEC play? Will still turning the ball over. Like, that one that he got before the 70-yard touchdown to Berrien was like, that probably gets picked off 9 times out of 10.
I'm not worried about Will. I think he'll make good decisions when he needs to.
I don't know. Interceptions have still been a problem.
It won't be too big of a problem, though, because we're only going 60 run, 40 pass.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
that
why you do it.
That's another
that's
reason to pound it, yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not worried. I would be worried if the SEC was – I don't know. Last year, 2 years ago, if that makes sense.
But they do look kind of weak this year.
But some of them are pretty bad teams. Like, even – I know we're 7 in the country, and we are going pretty well.
Yeah.
Clearly, we're undefeated. But we don't look great. We're not blowing teams away. We're not smashing teams. Florida don't look that great. Tennessee barely beat Florida. Ole Miss barely beat Tulane.
Arkansas lost,
like, they shouldn't have, but don't get me started.
Yeah, no.
Had a vested interest in that one.
What is it,
like,
about Texas A&M? And just
it's a tough team to kick against. There's something with them.
There's a lot of teams that just don't look that great, and I think, you know, we're as good a chance as any going into Oxford.
Actually,
yeah.
Like, I think we're fine.
I agree.
Like, if Ole Miss won, like, 35-3 or something like that, I'd be like, ooh, up against it. But, no, they didn't look as – they looked similar to us.
I don't know if they're on our schedule anytime soon over the next several years, but because they schedule the non-conference games ahead of time.
Yep.
Anyone that looks down the pipe and has Kent State, they're like, we have messed up.
Because
that is a juggernaut of a non-conference opponent.
Yeah, absolutely. They always seem to do something.
Yeah, if they can go down there and play with Georgia.
You know who's not a juggernaut? USF.
No. South Florida's terrible. Who do they play?
Imagine picking them.
Jesus. Wow.
I want to move on to something that I think was a bad sign during the week, a real bad sign. And you get all the media personalities, probably someone like Roush, saying, oh, this is so great, camaraderie of the team is so fun, and like they're such a great fun group.
I know where you're going
with this.
The
fucking electric slide. Give me a break. Put the electric slide away, all of yous, and just focus on football. We don't need the bullshit dancing in the locker room, Will's shorts that look like he was wearing underwear. I don't know what that deal is.
Are you just anti-fun? The no fun
He's
police?
He's the fun police. He
are
is
you
the
kidding
fun
me?
Police.
I am no. I am not for dancing in the locker room and putting it out. I am for dancing after the game and punching holes in roofs. I am
person,
for that,
yes.
Yes. And I am for him dancing. But I guess, okay, I'll preface it in a different way. I am more against dancing in locker rooms because you get all the terrible media people that are like, never write anything bad, are always like, oh, like, favorite ice cream of the week, or this guy like said a funny joke, or like he plays around with his teammates sometimes. Ah, that's great. Like everyone was like, I love this from the team. No, I don't.
Would you not love it more?
So
if they, like,
it's more of like a micro aggression with you for the media than it is the team.
He can't dance. That's the first problem. That's his first thing. I'd much rather than be like, oh, look at this nice video after practice, and it's just Will hitting people with chairs over the head. Like, today was not good enough. We need to pick it up.
Yes.
That's really funny that he's that close to his
teammates. I would have – the O-line practicing the electric slide, maybe they should just be practicing their blocking. Run through some lockers or something.
I'm with you. And the dancing wasn't good either, especially from Will. You'd think Will would have a little more sway than he did.
Yeah, and the shorts, I'm never going to understand the shorts. I don't know, like even, I like the shorter shorts of basketball these days, but not the real short ones. I'll still never understand those.
But like you are an over-the-knee guy, I assume.
About knee level.
I'm more of like I think five inseams pretty okay.
Around? What about on your knees?
All right, so this is going to be like, so this is like 5 inch, like this is.
Yeah, that's okay.
This is proper. Fine. I think.
Yeah, that's all right. But I'm talking the real short ones. I don't understand.
Like 3 inch seems.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope Jordan Wright doesn't.
He likes 5 inches more than 3 inches.
Yeah. Let's hope Jordan Wright doesn't wear any shorts like that, because that could
he does.
Be, yeah.
Yeah.
Fashion advice from Penadeep.
Yeah.
All right.
5 inches over three. All right. Twitter questions this week.
Woo.
Randy, longest name ever, will kick us off.
Let me see it.
Out.
I want to try to say it. Oh, that's actually it.
Yeah, he changed it. No, remember? Because we said it's the longest name ever. He just changed it to longest name ever. So that was good by Randy. Out of you three, who's most likely to go to jail for vehicular manslaughter?
What the fuck? God.
Marry a cougar and miss a field goal in overtime versus Texas A&M.
Okay, I'll say Brent for the last one.
You're definitely you're most likely to miss the field goal, so definitely Brent.
Oh,
marry a cougar. I don't know if he means the actual animal or just an older lady.
You actually would be that one, because we don't have eligibility left. You could still play.
True. I am still in college.
He's the only
seventh
one that
year.
Could even do that, so he would be the A&M.
Yeah. Marry a cougar.
There's no cougars for you, because you're already...
I'm already old.
Yeah. I would say that's me, then.
Yes, you're
and
the youngest.
And you're stuck killing somebody.
Manslaughter.
Vehicular manslaughter.
Jesus
what part?
Christ.
Okay. He definitely was sitting there typing this and was like, all right, let's do something funny.
What's the most violent
A&M's
crime
funny,
I could think of?
Ha, marry a cougar. Kill someone. That's the third thing.
Oh, my. Guess who's question number three? Are we going even...
Andy Epstein.
What is the over-under on yards for the C-Rod history game next week? And where can Andy Epstein link up with you all in Oxford? Because we in there.
We are not going to Oxford, which sucks.
We
unless you guys are, which wouldn't surprise me if you all go and haven't told me.
I may walk down
I have to go. I'm doing the pregame down there.
Oh, like you all are going to Oxford?
I'm going.
I've got to do the pregame.
Oh, I didn't even know y'all were going. Well, have fun.
What's the over-under on yards for C-Rod?
C-Rod? And I'll save this more for the preview. He has a huge day receiving.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
All right.
I think total yards is 150.
Okay, Brent?
Total yards for C-Rod, I'll go 150 is about right. 140, 150, 160.
I'll go 123. I think we'll now that they have to acknowledge the run game a little bit more, I think we air it out. I don't think the 60-40 thing is going to happen, even though we heard it here first. I have a question for you then. For all of us here, first play of the game on offense, is it Chris Rodriguez run or is it like play action?
I would bet my life it's like a play action screen for a tight end seam up the middle. Almost can guarantee it.
Chris Rodriguez straight at the throat.
I think it's a run too, because I think Stoops will be like, they think that we're going to run the ball. So they think we're going to go play action, but we're going to run the ball and double bluff.
And we just take a knee.
We just punt it. Stoops just like, kick it.
I was thinking flea flicker maybe.
I want Chris Rodriguez. Ooh,
flea flicker actually, would be really
not,
good.
That's not a
really
bad idea.
To hook and ladder.
But they think that's coming.
Yes, correct.
So instead of doing the flea flicker,
Chris fakes it back and then runs it.
Yep.
Mm.
We should be offensive coordinators.
Why are we
doing
this? Brad White wants to be an offensive coordinator. We want to be an offensive coordinator. Let's just make it happen.
Brad White could not figure us out because he wouldn't know what's coming. It's like, why'd they punt it on second two? I don't know, and I can't figure out how to stop it.
They're in field goal formation on their own goal line.
Quickly, how about NIU's quarterback last night with the punt?
Oh, yeah, loved it.
And may have been the best punt on the field that night.
Loved it. And also, I think it was – I don't care to just call people out in the show.
Clearly.
It was Justin Rowland. Goes, punting with the quarterback's a great idea when it works, not so much when it doesn't. As if, like, he had it blocked and returned to the house. He kicked a touchback. So guys kick touchbacks all the time. What do you mean it didn't work?
But that, you could say that about every single play in football.
Yeah, and every punt.
Like, that one.
Using your punter is a good idea when it works, but when it doesn't work.
Yeah, that was a great pass till it got picked off, and then it got a touchdown, but then it got picked off. It's like, what?
Exactly. Brian Frick. Is the Stoops signature coffee swirl, which he trademarked on here, clockwise or counterclockwise?
He goes, what is this, counter?
This is clockwise.
I think he's going clockwise. I think he does
this
clockwise. One, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Clockwise? Oh, does he think he goes
I think
it? Yeah.
Wait, does he go inside? Or
I think
he's more of an inside guy, though. He just
it depends what hemisphere he's in.
Is what?
Depends what hemisphere.
Like if
he went down to Australia. If he went down to Australia, you know how the bathrooms, the toilets spin the other way when you flush it?
This way or this way?
He'd change it.
Is that a real thing?
What do you think, Lincoln, not an OtterBox. What do you think gives C-Rod more power next week? Coming off a suspension or being engaged now?
I doubt. Never mind.
Shout out engagement, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably that, because he's got some bills coming his way.
Yeah. He'd want to start making the money.
He needs to start getting some NIL, more NIL money than he's had before. Maybe pick up a side job somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not at the hospital.
All right, Brent, thanks.
Shay Ellis. Do you think we should use every single scholarship left on offensive line or only 99% of the scholarships left on offensive line?
How many scholarships do we have left?
I don't know if we have any. I mean, do they mean future ones?
I guess. Who is this?
Shay Ellis.
Is it a guy or a girl?
Shay would be a girl's name, wouldn't it?
Shay Patterson's a guy.
Yeah, Shay Patterson. That's true.
Whoever it is.
There might be a guy. I don't know. There's a guy and a girl in there. But he retweeted the Stoops comment, which was good.
You can't do that. You just find five good ones. That's what you need.
Yeah. I think if it's – no, I would probably be wrong. Would Slaman have recruited this intake? A few of them, obviously.
He would have been involved.
A few of them, yeah. It might start to show that we don't have him as the recruiter.
Yeah, you can say this is maybe very wrong. I feel like that's a position that you can't solve as well in the portal. You've got to recruit it and develop it well.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we had.
And it does take a long time to development, too. It's very hard to see if a high school O lineman is actually going to be good because sometimes they're just good because they could bully people, i.e., Keontae Goodwin.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we don't even know if he's.
Well, he hasn't been out there because he just bullied people. He's got a bit of work to do, right?
Yeah. That's not to say he's, like, bad or anything, but people are like, why don't you play him? Well, he's been here for three games.
Yeah.
Four games. I mean.
Tim Kondo.
Instead of Tim Couch, Tim Kondo.
Curious about Isaiah Cummings. He looked to be a star in the making last year, but doesn't seem to get many snaps or targets now. Has he been slowed by his injury recovery or the other tight ends just that much further ahead? I'll answer this one. I would have agreed with you before the season started and before I talked to a couple of sources, and I would have also said the same thing about Keaton Upshaw. Supposedly, during fall camp and spring ball and spring camp, the other tight ends just went past those two because I thought they were going to be the feature too.
Yeah.
Supposedly, you know, Bates, Dingle, even a bit of Kattis, those guys have just gone past them. I think Isaiah Cummins, and we saw it in the first game, unfortunately, dropped a lot of balls during camp and he dropped a touchdown. So I think you know, he might just have the yips a little bit with his hands or something, and it takes a while to get back once it gets in your head a little bit. But apparently dropping a lot of balls at practice, and I'm sure he'll be fine. I mean, he's a great athlete. He'll be back at some stage. But, yeah, maybe not the star that we all thought he was going to be on this offense this year.
Who asked that question?
Tim Kondo.
Are you and Tim, like, in a love affair? That's the first Twitter question you've ever answered seriously,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, elaborately answered.
Yep.
You actually gave an honest,
we gave an honest answer to the three.
We did. Yeah. You, individually. You normally, it's just like, that's a dumb question, we're moving on.
That wasn't a dumb question.
It wasn't, and you gave it a good answer.
Because we never really get any good questions.
It's good to see maturity.
That's not true.
It's maturity.
We get some good questions.
He's maturing in front of our eyes. I'm a proud
father. All right, here we go. Yeah. Rochelle Baker, if you were asked to be on a game reality show, shut the fuck up. I don't care about that question.
What?
Is that better?
Dude, come on. I was actually,
is that better?
I was interested to see where that was going.
I liked what you're doing.
I like the out
like
of the box.
Yes.
Rochelle Baker.
Rachel or Rochelle?
Rochelle. If you were asked to be on a game/reality show, which one would it be and why?
Family Feud's the best. That's the one for me.
Survivor for me. I love Survivor. Absolutely love it. And I'd love to know if I'm going to get voted out early or if I'm going to actually stick in there.
I would say you would probably last like 3 weeks because it would take like maybe like...
Because they do vote out the guys that are good athletically at that point because they're like, he's the threat.
Game show? Is game show
No,
in
I
there?
Just think it would take two people to like figure you out. Like it'd be like 2 or 3 weeks and like, oh, okay, he's just fucking with us the entire time and then they'd get you off the island.
Love Island. That's what I'd go.
Survivor, if he was on it. He wouldn't even turn up to the office.
You wouldn't even be there.
No, think smarter, not harder. Why would I want to show up to do that when I could just sit at home?
Did she say game show?
Yeah.
Okay. This is actually funny, and I'll tell it quickly. We went as a family to Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
When I was very little. We went to Jeopardy. Or no, not Jeopardy. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? They had it live on set there.
Hell yeah.
The way they picked who got to be the contestant that day was they asked a question to the crowd. Everyone had a...
fastest finger first
fastest
or whatever.
Fastest finger first to win. Yeah. And they go, oh, we've got a winner. It flashes. 2 years old.
Raven.
Raven Butler. My little sister was just hitting the thing. Hit the right button at just the right time. Raven got to. Now, luckily, they let my mom go down there with her and, like, help her with the questions. But it literally, everyone's like, who won? And this little child in the seat in my mom's lap. And at first, they were like, oh, like, my mom won it. No.
No, Raven.
The little girl got it.
And everyone thought, like, she did it by mistake. No, she knew. Just like she knows Alabama Moneyline every week.
Genius.
How'd she go? How much money did she make on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Or did she not get in on this hot
seat? She got like, I think she got 2 or 3 questions. She didn't last very long.
Okay. Can we get the Aussie punter meeting Dabo story? Trenton Ree.
Whoa. How did you...
met him?
I don't want to do it just because...
Maybe we save
people
that for
away, yeah, we might save it for a space.
Yeah.
You like Dabo a lot, though.
No.
Wait, how did they know? Did that get brought up in the space?
Matt brought it up in his space.
Oh, the one where you became a star?
He wanted to put the pressure on me. Yes. The one that he wanted to put the pressure... He wanted to put the pressure on me to say something, and I just didn't want to do it.
We'll do it in a Twitter space then.
But that Twitter space resulted on my name being said on Pick'em. Bastel
Pick'em,
there you which
go.
Was great.
So now you're awesome. A superstar.
Ethan Page. Would Stoops Coffee... Wow, we got a couple coffee questions.
Wow.
Trademark do well in Lexington. Oh, he means like Stoops Coffee Co., like a shop. Or does he have a lifetime contract with Starbucks? I would say it would do really well. Like that coffee shop would actually do really, really well.
Really well?
Yeah, like that would actually be pretty cool. And why Stoops hasn't done that, I'm not sure. Because that would be a great gimmicky thing.
Maybe we should do it. We have the facilities. There's a whole bar down here. Just throw in some coffee in the morning.
Max used to run a coffee shop here.
Yeah.
Him and Mason.
Me and Mason.
Ran a coffee shop together for a little bit.
I remember the story. I remember
the
story.
What was it? Badass Coffee.
Badass Coffee.
Yeah. But don't bring it up with Mason because his cat died from drinking all the coffee. Had a heart attack, so we don't talk about it.
Can you at least give the people who are listening who have no idea what you're talking about the backstory to this, or do you just want to leave the ambiguity there?
We'll leave it.
Okay.
Matt Powell. Chicken Parmigiana and Tim Tams or Buffalo Chicken Dip and Oreos? I'm guessing that's aimed at me. Well, chicken parmigiana and Tim Tams.
It's not all about you.
Wait, what's a Tim Tam?
Well, because the buffalo chicken dip question.
Yes, and it's good.
So do you want buffalo chicken dip and Oreos?
What's the
chicken parmigiana and Tim Tams?
What's that?
What's a Tim Tam?
Tim Tams are like chocolate biscuits, Australian chocolate biscuits. They're pretty good.
Is he saying the two things mixed?
I think he's saying just as a meal.
I like chicken parm a lot.
Yeah,
I'll go chicken
parm's good.
Zach Hunt. Lucky I say that name well.
Zach Hunt.
Zach Hunt.
With an H.
Zach Hunt.
Oh, my God.
Zach Hunt.
That is not great for your accent.
It's not.
When was the last – Zach Hunt, thanks for that. When was the last time two UK wide receivers had over 100 yards and two TDs in the same game? I mean we don't have the stats
we're not
in
the
here.
Statisticians.
You got anything for Zach Hunt?
What would you think it is if you could
Brent,
guess?
Zach Hunt?
Louisville 2016, I would guess.
Yeah, I would bet – well, who? Juice Johnson and
– Didn't Dorian have a big game that game,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he might have.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were there for that, weren't you?
No. I was celebrating my 25th birthday back in Australia.
Wow. I would say at some point there's been, like, one of the non-conference games where we ran the score up a little bit that we had that.
Probably. That would
with,
make
like,
sense.
Patrick Tolles in the area.
No, you know when I think it might have been? Couldn't it have been ULM last year?
Tennessee last year, maybe.
ULM last year.
Wandell and who? Josh? Did Josh go for
yeah,
over 100?
Yeah, I think Josh did.
I'm going to see if it's Tennessee last year.
Ridge Life. Well, we'll move on okay. while you look it up. Ridge Life 606. Two easy ones. If you could pick a pro team to play for, who would it be?
Green Bay Packers.
Who is your favorite NFL head coach?
Mike McDaniel. I love that guy.
The Miami guy?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Mm.
I'd play at Miami, but it'd be Andy Reid for sure for me. The intensity that he throws the challenge flag, the way that he always
Waddle.
Talks about eating a big hunk of meat.
I like that a lot.
I like him a lot. I think he's the best.
I'd go.
Or sneaky. Sneaky just because I think it would be funny to see him walking around the not the locker room, but the facilities. Matt Rhule.
Matt Rhule would be great. I'd play Arizona. I like Arizona a lot. I think the weather would be good.
Yep.
Hot.
Sorry, I'm just worried about you.
Yeah. And then coach. Yeah, I'd go Andy Reid too.
Mark Stoops, burner. Brent, Max, and Miles all stranded on Tropical Island. Who lasts the longest and why? Well,
that is a loaded question.
We all wouldn't last long if it was Brent supposed to be bringing the equipment to survive. As he'd turn up and he'd be like, sorry, guys, forgot it. We would make a hell of a podcast there. Be a great podcast. I think me and Miles would probably eat Brent first.
Just because I'm the biggest, right?
Yes, is that correct. What
it is? Okay.
So I think he would go first.
Okay.
Then me and you, I just swim back. I back in my swimming ability to get back to a main island.
If you did that, I would hedge. I would stay and just think you'd die from swimming. And then I'd be the last one standing. Survivor.
So you,
me.
Probably, yeah.
Yep.
Sean Frazier, how far of a field goal could Max kick?
Oh, he can't kick.
I can't kick. Maybe 30 yards. Aaron Clark's tried to call both of us
yeah.
right now.
Also, was that
shout
that
out
is
Clark Family
like,
Farms.
When we say that, I think people joke and are like, no, like Max is really good. Yeah, at punting.
Yeah.
He cannot kick.
No. Well, I could maybe kick a 35-yard field goal.
No.
I've tried it. No, I have. I'm serious. Okay. I've kicked off to the end zone once.
The best thing was, and I'm this, you're going to not like this, and I don't care. When you were going through the NFL draft process, didn't work out, sorry.
Correct.
Wow.
Some of the teams told you, did they not? Hey, can you kick off for us? You're like, yeah, I'll work on it. No.
No.
No, you cannot kick off in the NFL.
Wow.
Neither could I, though. So.
Yeah, sure.
Neither could you.
Neither could I. Yeah.
Neither could Austin McGinnis. If Austin can't get a chance, none of us can.
We are screwed,
yeah.
Yep.
Isaiah, do you think this was just a bad game for the team or just looking ahead to Ole Miss? We've answered that. No, there's no look-ahead games ever in college football. You get 12 opportunities to go out and play. You just go out there and play them. Paul Page. Possibility that Stoops has been conservative on offense / defense / special team play calling against the two non-conference opponents, not wanting to show too much to Ole Miss scouts. He didn't have a question mark, so I'm not sure if it's a question.
Say it again.
So, like, are we holding things back against the non-conference teams?
I think we're past holding stuff back. Like, maybe a few gadget plays.
We're a month in.
And when you're tied 14-14 against NIU,
you're
probably
lose.
Not holding it back.
No.
He also said, do the Wildcats change their blocking scheme with the turn of C-Rod?
I don't know what that stuff is.
Wouldn't
does.
Have a clue.
Yeah. Not a clue. No I don't know what it is now.
Yeah. Let
so
alone
what
it will be.
What it could be,
yeah.
I couldn't know.
Maybe they'll change it in terms of they'll just be better. They'll just be better.
What if that was the, like, we should go from letting them rush Will to pushing them away from Will? That's the change in scheme this week.
Daddy Fat Sacks, last one. Biggest heel. Brett Favre stealing $5 million from poor people or Billy R. Sports' hatred of kids? What? So what? In the post-game and pre-game show, Billy is the what do you call him, Brent? The
producer.
Producer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't mind it in the pregame, but in the postgame, lots of kids have been calling up, and he doesn't like kids' questions because he just thinks that they're just like, it's we should
pass
be having
bedtime.
A serious, yeah, we and
pass
we should be bedtime. Having a serious sports okay. talk, and kids just want to be like, how good was Tavion today? And then Matt's like, hey, buddy, like, and he's real nice to them, and Billy just wants to have a serious sports show, right? So he says, no, I'll have one kid or kids, but I need to space them out. No kids in a row. So what people started doing was the parents would call in, say they had a question, and then as soon as they put them on, the kid would start talking.
Brilliant.
And he got really, really angry. And now because it's become a thing, basically all the calls on every post-game show are just all kids. And he can't get rid of them, and he hates it.
Just got to bite the tongue, man.
So I say hatred of kids is way worse than stealing $5 million off poor people.
Well, what if the poor people are children? Assuming some of them are.
Most kids are poor.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of kids would have much
money
to their name.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, no.
Brett Favre.
Yeah, I'll go the kids as well. I think, yeah.
That was a bit of an obscure question.
Well, when you're on the beat NIU by 8, what do you want us to do? I mean, what?
Correct. But here's an obscure man for you.
Oh, yes.
Larry Vaught.
He doesn't hate kids.
He does not hate kids. Larry's a big fan of kids. Actually
kids.
had a high school intern with him yesterday at the Chili Festival.
How was that?
Yeah.
Hey, fantastic. Larry hit me up about 3 times. He probably tagged me yesterday in a combined total of 15 tweets. He sent me a combined total of about 35 photos. He found out 25 different ways to tweet out the same photo with different tags. I love Larry. Larry gave me like the biggest chili rundown like of all time. Like what to look for in the chili, what's good, what's bad, what he likes in chili, what he doesn't like, wow. et cetera. We tried 25 different chilies yesterday, Miles, at the Wilderness Trail and Distillery Chili Festival.
What makes a good chili for you?
A lot of spice. I like it
spice.
Really, really
you
hot.
Like hot sauce in
I like
there?
Some
yeah.
Heat.
Yeah.
I like
yeah, real
some heat.
The ones that were bland, well, when I say bland, they had flavor, but they weren't hot. That wasn't for me. They got the worst scores. Have no idea who won. Had to leave before it finished, but did get all my rankings in. Yeah, Larry surrounding himself with the usual group.
Do you do the skyline with the noodles underneath?
Yeah.
See, like that, so one like, one of the 25 had noodles in it,
yep.
And that wasn't for me. That wasn't for me. I'd probably do chili over rice.
I like chili in a bowl with cornbread.
Okay.
A little cornbread.
Not a cornbread and chili guy. I need peanut butter jelly.
What?
You don't eat chili with peanut butter jelly?
No.
You don't, like, dip it in it, but, like, you can...
Or what, are you Elvis?
No.
It's the weirdest combination I've ever heard.
No, growing up, we would like go to my grandmother's house. She would make chili, the best chili on the planet. And then, you know, as a little side sandwich, you either make grilled cheese or peanut butter jelly sandwich. You can make a choice. So after I eat the chili, it's like, oh, that was good. Kind of full. Now I want something that's kind of desserty. So you get peanut butter jelly, drink some milk, and then you're just a
definitely one of those things that, like, growing up, it was like, oh, this is like every family does this. You're the only family that does that.
Yeah.
I want to hear. Yeah. I bet more people eat peanut butter jelly.
With chili?
Peanut butter jelly sandwich with chili. You don't dip
it in
the
chili. And you wash it down with milk.
After you eat the chili.
Well, obviously not with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like milk anyway, so I probably could drink it with the chili, too.
Like, if you showed up to KS Bar for a meal and you got
ordered
a
milk.
Pint of milk. Chili and a PB&J, you'd be like, this is a good-looking meal.
You think I'm kidding. It's like an actual thing with me that, like, I love milk way too much. Like, my friend's house, like, it pisses me off when I go to my friend's house and they don't have milk. I feel like it should be, like, a staple that everyone is stocked up
on milk.
I don't
even drink milk ever.
What kind of milk do you like? Oat? Almond? Breast?
Wow. So
goat?
Growing up, we had 2%.
Camel?
And then my...
cow?
Skim?
We had the transition to skim, so I do drink skim milk quite a
cat.
Bit.
Cat milk.
Cat milk.
Chocolate.
Isn't cat milk just the same as skim milk or 2% milk?
I don't drink milk. My dad goes through about a gallon of milk a day.
Shout out Dan Butler.
Yeah. Dan Butler.
Well, that's my thing.
He rolls through some
even
milk.
If you don't like to drink milk, do you at least keep milk in your fridge?
No, I don't ever use milk for anything.
Well, I was about to say, I feel like even if you don't drink it, you should have it for cooking purposes.
I mean, maybe like cream.
Or if you ever want like a cookie or a brownie, keep milk.
brownies at the no.
That's a stance I am like really hard on.
Love milk. Good song by Kings of Leon.
We've gone past the hard dick stance. Yeah. Please. That's not the question. This is the Larry Vaught question.
Yeah. What's the question?
Oh,
what stance are you hard on?
So let me get back. I didn't take my medicine today. Give me a second.
Hold on. So the Larry Vaught question of the week.
Yep.
We love Larry.
Love him.
Love him.
The best.
He don't like people like us. Nope. I did actually tweet out a photo of me and him yesterday.
Did you
see that?
Good looking photo.
Great looking photo.
Good looking
photo. I put out an interesting stat. I said I'd be by far the oldest athlete he's ever had a photo with.
Probably no NFL players that he's gotten. No.
I would imagine that's probably correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got a Larry Vaught obscure question for us?
I do, and this kind of plays off the heels of a story from last night. Went out to Tin Roof with one of my brother's friends last night. We were just, you know, kind of hanging around. Saw this guy. Looks exactly like Jake Gyllenhaal. That was his doppelganger, so I obviously brought it up. I was like, you do realize you look like Jake Gyllenhaal. He told me that my doppelganger was...
Jesus.
No. The first time I've ever gotten this. I think this is better than the Jesus
Brad
compliment.
Pitt.
The dad from Reba.
I don't know.
Have you ever watched Reba? Well, I don't think it's accurate, but it's still...
It's going to be really accurate.
Okay, is there a question?
Yes, what's the strangest compliment you've ever got?
Christopher Rich?
I guess. I don't know.
It's the only dad I
There's been a couple of strange compliments that I've gotten at about 2 a.m. saying that was good, which was not true.
Was this – how many drinks deep was this guy?
We'll
put this graphic up. This looks nothing like you.
I agree. Well, he's a little aged in that photo. Maybe go to the one where he was in the show, like 2004 maybe. Yeah, I didn't.
I mean.
Absolutely not.
Dude, he pulled it out of his ass. That was like my favorite show. Not my favorite show. I do enjoy watching the show when I would eat chili. And
people well, I'll give you my, I'll give you two doppelgangers that people say. I'll give you two for me that people say regularly. Well, when I say people, Grant McInnes started it. One, Mr. Bean. Two, asparagus from VeggieTales.
VeggieTales. Okay. The VeggieTales.
And three, the sloth from Ice Age.
Hold on.
Oh my God. That's a good one.
Veggie Tales. Can we put a picture of this up?
Yeah, it's really good. It's not really good.
So I guess.
And Mehmet. Is it Mehmet? Mehmet Ozil.
So I'm transitioning.
The soccer player. Have you seen him?
No.
Oh, sorry.
I'm transitioning my question from that to like, what do you all get told as your doppelganger?
It's something about the eyes or something.
Who do you get told you look like? Other than Lance Butler.
I get the Peaky Blinders guy.
Yeah.
The
Tommy.
Tommy Shelby.
Never watched the show, actually.
Good show.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, I can see that. What's it?
I also get Tyler Bisner, but that's a disgraceful one. TJ Bisner's son. I look nothing like him.
Also,
yeah,
a twin.
you get Tommy Shelby.
That's the only one I've gotten recently.
Which is a compliment for you. Mine are all terrible-looking people.
Tommy Shelby's a good-looking, yeah.
That's actually a good pull.
Who? Tommy Shelby?
Yeah, I would be happy if someone told me I look like that.
Yeah.
But I've only been told I look like Jesus. And back when I was in high school, I used to have short hair and glasses, and they said Clark Kent, even though I was like a twig.
Clark Kent.
Yep.
Okay, you normally each week, we're about to wrap things up. You normally give us each week, Brent, you say you can't give us any other games, but you can always say if the Packers are going to win or lose. They're winning or losing today?
Losing.
Wow. Who do they play?
Bucks.
Bucks. Yeah.
Which is not to say that the Bucks are great this year. They're just playing in Florida. So if you want to, which people listening, this is kind of irrelevant. If you guys want to make some money today, bet the
Bucks. Take the Bucks.
Yep.
I changed my answer. I'd want to play for Tampa Bay just because I like Brady.
Could put Brady anywhere in Arizona, right?
He actually might be in Miami soon.
Yeah.
It depends.
That's all we got. You got anything else for us this week?
I don't think so. Brent? I'm excited for Ole Miss.
Twitter Spaces.
So am I. I'm excited for Oxford.
Are they both? How high are they going to be ranked?
So excited for Oxford.
We are seventh for the first time since
7th.
First time
Who
since
dropped?
The 70s.
We are probably doing Oklahoma, it. We're probably going to do a Zoom then next week, by the way.
That's cool.
Wait, did Oklahoma lose this week?
Yeah, they lost to.
That's right. Yeah. Kansas State. The big dog.
The big dog.
Yeah, we can do that. And then we can. Well, we'll just talk about that off air. But we need to do a Zoom. Mid-October.
Let's talk about it right now.
Okay.
On air.
We need to do a Zoom mid-October, too, for the Friday show. I think before Mississippi State.
Why?
I'll be...
Wedding.
No.
Or the thing, you got the Goodfellas, the meet and greet.
Yeah, you got got to go see people from my school.
Very busy. Very busy.
They wanted to go get pizza and a beer, so I can't do the show this week.
No,
guys,
I'll be traveling back from Hilton Head. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
All right, well, that's it. Is that all we got?
Ending the show with the bang. Do we want to do spaces on Wednesday?
We're going to do the space probably on Wednesday and check it out, but we're going to also poll and just say what do people rather do, Wednesday or Fridays. So okay. Look out for that poll if you're listening.
I will say the one thing that I think we discussed, we'll do it a little differently than the last one. Brent, you're not talking like you're going to be out.
Yeah.
Because it worked.
Yeah,
way,
it was terrible.
Once we kicked you out, it was way better.
You all only kicked me out for like 10 seconds before you ended the thing.
The funniest thing was I kicked you out and then immediately you requested to talk. And I was like, you think I'm letting you back
in?
Well,
I didn't know what was happening. Then Max called me and was like, dude, it was actually funny. Like, we're not just giving you a hard time. You were a full minute behind. So
way behind.
I would like to have a chance at redemption.
It would be – I think you can do this. So I'm probably just saying something that already exists. But it would be kind of funny to record those sometimes.
Yeah, you can. You can just do it from your phone.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. Well, thanks.
Thanks.